the Bethel Deliverance app is now available to download for free at Apple Store and Google Play. You can tune into Sunday services through live stream, view video sermons on demand, listen to audio messages through podcasts, send prayer requests, communicate through social media, and you can contribute to the ministry simply by using today's technology. Get access to all of Bethel's media outlets and church events right at your fingertips. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download Bethel Deliverance to get connected today.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
What is God's word fighting against when you try to believe it? What's it fighting against? All of your preconceived notions. Peter was on the water, and when the enemy hits him, he hits him with what he knows. You're going to die. You're going to sink. The winds are kicking up. Fear drops in because of what he knows. Faith is now replaced by what you know, because your knowledge of the kingdom principle is not as great as your knowledge of your earthly principle. The reason you can believe the doctor's diagnosis and don't know the first thing about medicine, but you believe what that man or woman tells you, is because in your mind, you have determined they were experts. I mean, no disrespect when I'm saying this. There's Pep Boys, and there are neighborhood mechanics who are able to work on your automobile. I mean, they can do it. ASE certified, great people, and work on your car. But there is, in many cases, a limit to how far they can go, and the degree of repair necessitates you take it back to the dealership. Because everybody at the dealership has been trained in your car. Everybody. But when you take it to the neighborhood mechanic, they may only have one person capable of dealing with your issue. So they may say, look, you're going to have to take this back to the dealer because there's a problem. I had an issue with my Sirius satellite radio. Now, here's what the technician says. Mr. Lambert, we have taken you through everything we can. Take it back to your dealership. There must be something wrong with your radio. Now, I take it back to the dealer. I pull in. I don't have an appointment because I'm mad. And when you're mad, you don't have an appointment. So I drove up, and I tell the guy what's going on. He jumps behind the car, turns the engine off, starts it back up, and the radio works. He says, what's the problem? I said, it wasn't doing that yesterday. He said, well, I can't do anything if it's not. So I pull off, and it's fine, okay? But I marvel at the fact that I spent all that time dealing with somebody from a remote location. God only knows where. God only knows where these people are located. And here I pull in there, right? Now, you got to go with me because I have a very vivid imagination, and it's strange. I think the radio sensed I was in the dealership garage and said, we better just work or they're going to find out something's wrong. And see, when you go to God, you find that the stuff you thought was wrong wasn't really wrong. But when you go to everybody else, it just magnifies your problem. But when you go to God in prayer, what you thought was there ain't really there, because you went back to the manufacturer. When your confidence, just because they give you a number to call, doesn't mean they can fix it. There has to be a place of assurance that whenever I bring this problem to this place, it's going to be all right. And brothers and sisters, this place is God. Cast your cares upon him. Religion, that's just tech support. Church is tech support. And there's only so far we can take you. But when your faith is released and you go back to the manufacturer, God doesn't just heal you. He replaces the parts. Now, nobody can serve two masters. You can't serve God and your feelings. You can't serve God and fear. You can't serve God and human reasoning. Because the human reasoning, the faith, and the fear and the feelings all become your master. If you direct your life by your fear, like the people are doing right now, oh my God, the economy is going to crash because President Trump is in office and it's just going to be horrible and the Christians are writing. And I mean, even in Charisma magazine, there was an article in Charisma, a so-called evangelical Christian magazine that said former President Obama is staying close in Washington so he can drive this man out of office. And I don't normally respond to that foolishness, but I was so close to writing them and telling them, y'all ought to be ashamed of yourselves. You should be telling people to pray for this man. You should be telling people to lay on their face for our country and plead God's power and pull on the Holy Spirit. Instead, you're trying to divide people. Christians don't divide. Christians go to God, because whatever that man does, God allows it. And if he allows it, we're going to be blessed. Your faith ought to tell you, if God blessed his children during Nebuchadnezzar, if God blessed his children during Pharaoh, if God blessed his children under the emperors of Rome, then bless God, he's the same God, and he hasn't lost his power. So you and I are going to experience abundance. We ain't going under. We're going to become lenders. Shift to your faith. You can't serve two masters. Tell your neighbor, you can't serve two masters. He said, you can't have two. You got to hate one, love the other, or hold to one and despise the other. You can't, the text says, you can't serve God and mammon means money. Boy, the word of faith people are crazy now. Can't serve God and money. But then Jesus goes on. He said, now listen to me very carefully. Verse 25, don't have any anxiety. Why? I live by faith. Anxiety means that for that situation, you don't think God is able to keep you. But you're a Christian. And we should be demonstrating to the world how patient we are waiting on God. You can't have faith in someone you don't believe. I have no faith in the government. But I have all faith in God. You know why I don't believe the government? Because all men are liars. Everything they say out their mouth is a lie. I sat there listening to the Republican last week on national television. Said the reason we can't get these cabinet appointments finished is because the Democrats are fighting everything we do. And that just isn't right. And I almost fell out my chair. I said, while you uncircumcised Philistine, when the last president was in office, you just came right out and said, we're going to fight everything he does. How dare you, you hypocrite? Turn about, Lord, listen. Don't bring the street out of me. I don't have any faith in those people. Why? Because they're chasing money and prestige. My hope is in God. Do you know that God is the only one who won't let you down? You say, yes, he did. He let me down. No, he did not. You wanted to go someplace you weren't supposed to go. He stopped you. He loved you so much. He said, no, I'm not letting you have that car. I'm not letting you have that house. I need you to trust me. I need you to trust me because I know where you're going to be in 5 years. No, have faith. It's going to be all right. Tell somebody, tell two, three people, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Listen to me, Bethel. It's going to be all right. Even if you have a bad diagnosis in the medical arena, it's going to be all right. Don't you get nervous because they're scheduling a test. Let me tell you what a test is. A test is just something to pass. That's all a test is. It's just something to pass. When the doctor says we're going to take a CAT scan, just say meow. Don't think you're going to die telling meow. When they say we're going to take an MRI, take your iPad and listen to the messages that we preach. But don't get scared. Your God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think. Come on the water and walk with Jesus. Come on the water and walk with Jesus. Don't let the devil stop you. Glory. Let me tell you something. Christian, you must learn the art of diligence and hard work. Faith doesn't mean you just lay down and God just does everything. No, faith means you participate with God. I get an assignment to do a paper. They say we want 12 pages and we want 10 references. I give them 24 pages and 30 references. People say, why do you do so much? Because if you get in the habit of overachieving, then you stay up here where God can call you. But if you just give them what they ask for, you're going to have that same mindset with God. No, I'm talking about you tithe. Do you know tithing is just giving him a little bit? You need to stretch out and give as the Spirit directs you. And when your faith gets so strong and he tells you, give me everything you got in your pocket and trust me to restore it 100-fold, you can do it without anybody knowing. And watch God turn your night into day, turn your sorrow into gladness.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
2317A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at betheldeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
If you desire to fellowship with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. and you are unable to visit Bethel Deliverance International Church, please feel free to attend a special service at Bible Ministries Fellowship Church, located at 425 East Shelton Avenue, on Sunday, March 24th at 7:30 p.m. For further details, visit our website, betheldeliverance.org, and click on the Bishop's itinerary link. We're looking forward to fellowshipping with you.